This is the first study that demonstrates that furosemide is effective in preventing or reducing the severity of exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage in thoroughbred racehorses. Exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage is a condition in which horses bleed from the lungs during racing. It affects up to 80% of racehorses. The important results were that furosemide actually had a marked effect in reducing both the frequency and the severity of exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhages. Horses that did not receive furosemide were 3 to 11 times more likely to develop pulmonary hemorrhage than were horses that received furosemide. Among horses that developed pulmonary hemorrhage when they did not receive furosemide, 2/3 of them had a marked reduction in the severity of bleeding after receiving furosemide. So these results demonstrate a large effect of furosemide on both the frequency and severity of exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage in thoroughbred racehorses under actual conditions of racing. The results of this study are important because furosemide is permitted to be used on race day in only a small number of countries around the world. That's the USA, Canada, and some South American countries. In the majority of racing jurisdictions, it's not allowed to be used on race day. The results of this study will inform discussions that are occurring in many of those countries about the use of furosemide on race day. It's important that these discussions be underlined by good science, and this study provides the first good science that effectively demonstrates the usefulness of furosemide in preventing exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage in racehorses. This is the third in a series of studies that we've conducted into the use of furosemide and of the effect of EIPH in thoroughbred racehorses. The first study demonstrated that furosemide was associated with superior athletic performance in racehorses. Horses that receive furosemide run faster and perform better. The second study demonstrated that exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage has a marked and severe effect on the ability of horses to race. So really the third question that needed to be answered was furosemide effective in reducing the incidence and severity of EIPH? This study demonstrates very clearly that furosemide is effective in reducing the severity of frequency of EIPH in horses. Once the results of this study are widely circulated and understood, we anticipate that many racing jurisdictions will be reconsidering their rules on the use of furosemide on race day. However, those decisions are made at a local level and involve many other factors than just the efficacy of furosemide in the treatment of this condition. For instance, there are issues of the integrity of racing and drug-free racing that must be considered.